This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam, baraka an nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ba'd. Which surah the Imam was reciting from tonight, Jama'ah? Baqarah, right? Taha, again. Surah that's easy for people to remember, subhanAllah, and memorize. What is so unique about Surah Taha? What is the major story, the major theme of Surah Taha? Speaks about whom? Yusuf alayhi salam, right? Who? Musa alayhi salam. It speaks about Musa alayhi salam. Most of the surah is about Musa alayhi salam. SubhanAllah, when we talk about the story of Musa, like I said many times in different khatiras that the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated that particularly Surah Musa more than any other surah in the Quran. More than any other story in the Quran, the story of Musa was repeated more and more, subhanAllah, in many, many different ways. And when you look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, each time it was repeated, the theme was different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing to our attention a different side from the story of Musa alayhi salam. So one time the focus is on the conversation between Musa and the Fir'aun. One time was the focus on Musa and Bani Israel. One time the household of Musa, his mom, his children, when he was born, and so on. So there's always some emphasis, some specific direction for us to focus on. Tonight, inshallah, I want to share with you something very unique. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah azza wa jal ordered Musa alayhi salam with the mission to go to Fir'aun and ask him to give him Bani Israel so he could take them to the Holy Lands, to Philistine. Musa alayhi salam, now he realized, khalas, I mean there is no return. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding him. He saw with his own eyes, he heard with his own ears. This is a miracle. Allah has given him a miracle right now and he's going to be standing before Fir'aun and he is going to go and invite him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him to bring Bani Israel out with him. Whenever you go and speak to people, specifically of that caliber, and you speak to the crowd, what do you guys call this? When I'm speaking to you right now, what do you call this? Public speaking. That's called public speaking. And it's an art. It's an art. Sometimes you hear to some speakers like myself, you fall asleep, right? And sometimes you have other speakers like Sheikh Omar Sulaiman, mashallah, you're all awake. So it depends. It's a skill, it's an art. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching us the skills of public speaking the prophetic way. So my mission to you right now, my message to you, when you go to public speaking, then prepare like a prophet. Prepare like a prophet. How do prophets prepare for public speaking? Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Musa alayhi salam. When Allah told Musa alayhi salam, you go to Fir'aun. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. You go to Fir'aun, stand before him, speak to him, he's a tyrant, be careful. Like Allah is preparing him, it's not going to be easy for you. He didn't say go to speak to Fir'aun, negotiate with him, he might listen to you. He didn't say that. He says, you go to Fir'aun, I'm telling you from now, he's a tyrant. Which means, it's going to be rough. Get ready for it. So what do you expect for Musa to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then? If Allah is telling Musa, go to speak to Fir'aun and be careful. He is rough. He's a tyrant. He's going to transgress. Like it's not going to be easy for you. What do you expect Musa to ask for then? For Allah to make it what? Easy. Right? So he said, Qala, like saying, okay, if this is the case, Ya Allah. What was the first thing Musa asked for? For a ride? Private jet? Salary? What is it? Vacation time before I go to Fir'aun? He didn't ask for this. The first thing when you prepare for public speaking, if you're on a mission to give da'wah, if you're on a mission to give a presentation, to talk to people, what is the first thing you need to ask for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala Rabbi, ishrah li sadri. The first thing, Ya Allah, if you're sending me to him, I know he's rough. Ya Allah, ishrah li sadri. In the translation of ishrah li sadri, Ya Allah, open my heart to it. What's the meaning of opening your heart to something? What does that exactly mean? That you believe in it. That you believe in it. We know when you go and you want to give a presentation and you made the presentation with your team and you're not 100% believing in what you're going to be presented to the board, how does the presentation sound like? You don't seem convincing because you yourself don't seem to be convinced. Your heart is not there. Your heart is not there. Musa alayhi salam, khalas, he believes. But what does he need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Allah, open my heart to it. Ya Allah, ishrah li sadri. And this is for all the anbiya. Why was the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as difficult as it sounds to us when we read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why was it successful? Why was it easy? Because Allah in the Quran told us what he did to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to him, ألم نشرح لك صدرك. Allah said to Musa, to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, He says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't we open your heart to it? We made it easy for you. He said, قال رب اشرح لي صدرك. So the first thing you ask Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy on me. Open my heart to this. Make me strong believing that what I'm going to speak about is actually, open my heart to it first. That's the first thing. Second, قال رب اشرح لي صدري. And then what did he say? ويسر لي أمري. Make my affairs easy. Because I'm going to do my best. But the end result is in the hand of whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa is telling Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Rab, I'm going to do everything possible to, I'm going to prepare everything in the best way possible. But from you, I ask you to make it easy. Like whatever I prepare for, Ya Allah, make it easy. That's the same thing for you. You're going to read books. You're going to listen to tapes. You're probably going to watch, you know, videos and do this and do that. All these kind of things, right? But then at the end, still, you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your affairs easy. Make the trip easy for you. Make the presentation easy for you. We don't need any have to hiccup with the microphones, with the PowerPoint, for example, or this or that or whatever. You ask Allah to make everything easy for you. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. And then what did he say? وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Ya Allah, untie a عُقْدَة, the knot on my tongue. What does that mean? Make me more eloquent in my speech. When I talk, that people would listen. Why is that? Because not everybody who talks really can, you know, can make it easy for people to understand. It's an art. And that's why they say, everybody communicates, but few connect. You might be talking for hours, and people will be listening. But how many is actually tuning in, and how many is zoning out? So you need, when you talk, you need the people to connect with you. And he's asking Allah, Ya Allah, make me eloquent in my speech so that people connect with me, so I can deliver in the best way possible. Again, speech actually is an art. When you come to speaking to people, it is an art. So he's asking, Ya Allah, give me the art of public speaking. That's basically. And then he said, يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, so that they might understand what I say. That is the connection part. The first part, Ya Allah, make me a good communicator. And the second part, he says, and Ya Allah, make me a person who delivers right, that they understand from me. It's not that like they're struggling to figure out, what is he talking about? He says, Ya Allah, when I talk, make it easy for me to communicate the right way, and make it easy on them to connect with me and understand what I say. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. And then what? What did he say? For you, if you be given prophethood, if you be given prophethood, hypothetical, what is the first thing you do? You'd go on Snapchat and you make a Snapchat on it. I became a prophet. You brag about it. When Musa became a prophet, what did he think about the first thing? Wow, this is khair, right? Who is the one who deserves that khair the most among all the people you could think of? For Musa, my brother. Like, you know what? Let me call my brother into this. Ya Allah, can I have my brother to help me? Since you told me it's going to be rough and Fir'aun is going to be tough, I need someone to help. قال واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي. Can you, Allah, just give me an advisor, someone to be with me. I need help. I just cannot take that mission on my own. It's very hard. It's going to be hard for me. واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي هارون أخي. My brother Harun. أشدد به أزري. What I'm asking, that you أشدد, which is basically we're gonna strengthen my case through him. أشدد به أزري. وأشركه في أمري. And Ya Allah, make him my partner. Like, make him a prophet. Musa was the messenger, and Harun was the prophet. وَأَشْرِكُ فِي أَمْرِي. And then he gave his reason. كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. So we both make tasbih to you and remember you together. Like, we strengthen and assist each other. What does that mean, Jama'ah? Partnership. Even in public speaking, when you go on a mission anywhere, you need someone to be with you. Being alone, it feels lonely sometimes. So you need somebody that will always remind you, I'm here for you. I'm here with you. You're doing a great job. Someone to cheer you up. And that was Harun to Musa alayhi salam. Someone to cheer him up. To know that I can talk to him and I feel confident about it. And then he says, Harun akhi shudud bihi azri wa shirku fi amri kay nusabbihaka kathira wa nadhkuraka kathira innaka kunta bina basira. And then he says, Ya Allah, you know better. After he made all his case, he says, you see us, And you know what is best for us. That's what it means. Like I'm just leaving my case to you, Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, قَالَ قَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. Wish granted. We are giving it to you. All what you asked for has been given to you. Next time when you prepare for a presentation, a da'wah mission, program, activity, talking to your spouse, to your children, anything that requires you communicating with people, make sure to memorize that dua. This is in Surah Taha, chapter 20, from ayah 25 to ayah 35. 20, 25, 35. Memorize this ayat, memorize this dua. Every time you're going to be speaking with whomever you can think of in this world, remember to recite these ayat and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you. Open your heart to it. Make the affairs easy for you. Make you speak very well so you could communicate in the best way. And you connect with the people so they understand you. And then hopefully you'll have someone who will assist you and help you, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make that dua. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on all of you, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.